On Sunday, I had a scammer text the random line.
No way.
Yeah. So they said, "Hi, how are you doing?" I said, "I am well." And then I just copied and pasted what they said. "Hi, how are you doing?" They said, "I'm find, find." And then it said, "It's me, Evelyn. Have you forgotten me? You gave me your contact when we met in Exchange Design event last week, don't you remember?" And then
Oh, yes.
sent me a picture of a random, pretty Asian woman. And
Yeah.
then I didn't respond the rest of until like literally a few minutes ago. I just said, "Hi, how are you doing?" So maybe we can try to give them a call later.
Oh, good. I hope so.
Yeah.
So this was a they claim that you met at a fashion design event.
In exchange design event, yeah.
I wonder if this is related to the scammer that reached out to me that claimed that
Oh
they
yeah.
owned a fashion designer.
That's right. I forgot. Yes. The famous owning a fashion designer.
That thing we all love to do.
Yeah, it's called Fashion Sweaty. Look it up.
Look it up, sweaty. Look it up, sweat heat.
Yeah, it's called Fashion Sweat Heat, and it's called owning a designer, owning a
Yeah,
fashion designer.
I own my own fashion designer.
What a flex. That's
And I'm still upset that they never told me where they kept the fashion designer. That's when they stopped answering me.
I
It's like,
think
have a little respect.
yeah, show you some respect.
Show me some respect.
I think where you went wrong was you didn't then declare, "I demand respect."
Right. You're right. I should have demanded respect.
In every instance, in every interaction, you must always demand respect.
You're right. I need to start doing that more
Yeah.
because I'm not getting enough respect, if we're being honest. I feel a lack of respect coming my way.
Yeah. There's a major respect deficit.
Let me tell you a little bit about a lack of respect I've been feeling.
Okay.
So you remember I used to you came to this. I used to host a comedy show that more or less was at a pickle factory.
Yeah, and I just want to say, how wonderfully brave of me to go to
It
a
was.
pickle factory, a pickle
Yeah.
slash kombucha factory.
Right. I know you do live in fear when it comes to pickles.
Extreme, extreme fear.
So it was very brave of you to make that long trip and come to the show. It was really awesome. It was a great surprise looking back on it. It was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
And I do wish I would have known you were coming because I would have allowed you to perform. I guess I should have just put you on when you got there, but I was, it was right as showtime began and I was already
Sure.
a little flustered. We had a big crowd like usual
Yes.
and like usual.
The
But
place
anyway.
was fucking packed. And
Yeah.
actually, I had prepared a few jokes just in case you did put me on the
Did you
spot.
really? Oh
Yeah.
man, I wish I would
Yeah.
have known that. Oh boy. A little spill,
Whoa,
that's no
whoa,
good.
whoa, whoa. You drinking Spindrift over there?
I am, and I spilled. That's gonna create
Spill
a
drip.
sticky situation.
And a little.
It's not that bad of a spill. It's just a little goofus.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to my lack of respect.
Yeah. I just want to say another thing about that night.
Yeah.
Not only did you have a fully packed house,
Yeah.
but there was also like a drunk a-hole.
There was, and we had to kick. That's right, we had to kick him out. I had
Because
to.
my wife called him out. Like
Good.
she was like yelling at him during your set, like you were opening up, and he was being a
Yeah.
total dipshit. And I was like, "Do not start anything. Don't get into a fight. Don't engage. No."
Well, I remember we ended up having to kick him out,
Yeah.
and I think it was like the bartenders who I, well, they're the owners who I know, like, they're friends of mine, and that's how I ended up doing the show there anyway. But I think she kicked him out. I remember at one point, I remember him being like a lot bigger than me too, and I like walked over there like I was some tough guy that was gonna like throw him out. That,
yeah. Yeah.
I think I even did this with my arms. Make myself look very large.
Yeah. Now you listen here.
Yeah, I remember that him or me and another comic went up, I think at one point, and like tried to say something to him about leaving.
Yeah.
That's when I did my little arm walk. And then I think he was forcibly removed like right after that. Wasn't there, didn't like a security guy just kind of show up?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea where that guy came from.
Yeah, as far as I know, they did not have security at that place. But that guy just kind of walked in and pulled him out of there. That's right.
Yeah, what a night. Anyway, back to your lack of respect.
Yes, my lack of respect. So recently, you know, I haven't been doing stand-up, you know, for a few years now. So I haven't been doing my pickle show.
Right.
And, excuse me. Okay. I had a burp, too, but...
It looked like it was going to be more than that.
There's a little bit more. Okay.
The way you covered your mouth, I was worried that it was going to be more.
Throw up. Yeah.
You're just so distraught over your lack of respect that you're just going to throw up.
So I haven't been doing the show or any stand up, and they recently apparently relaunched a comedy show there. I have no idea who's hosting it or where they got the PA system, because that was my PA system that I used to bring.
Yeah.
And they did, to be fair to them, they did ask me to bring it back. And I said, and this was a couple of years ago, and I just said, I'm not really doing stand-up now. Mm-hmm. But now it's back. And my show, I used to have it be free.
Mm-hmm.
And this show, I just saw they're charging $5. So I don't know if that's the comics. I think it would probably be whoever's organizing it, the comics doing. Right. And I need to look more into who is doing this, which comic, so that I can start a brawl with them.
You should definitely start some sort of beef with the person.
No reason. Yeah. Like, I'm not even doing comedy anymore. Listen up!
All of a sudden, you're the drunk asshole at the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just feel, you know, a little bit of a lack of respect that they didn't keep, you know, kind of no show there just like as a memorial to me.
Right.
Like, I would feel respected if I knew that the show started off with like a little RIP little thing for me in the beginning.
I think every show. Like, not just
every Buffalo comedy show.
Right. Not just the inaugural one.
Oh, everyone at the
Buffalo. But like places. But then yes, every Buffalo comedy show from there on out.
Yes.
There needs to be like a big blown up picture of you with a black rose wreath around it that says RIP that goes to every comedy show. And at the beginning, almost like when we were in school and they'd make us do the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of the day.
Right.
Every comedy show has to open with a memorial service to you.
Yep.
The father of Buffalo comedy.
That's right. That's right.
And that's how people need to refer to you in order to give you the proper respect.
To show me my respect that it is that I deserve.
Right.
Give me my respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I demand that you give it to me.
I just want to say, though, that's all a joke. I'm not really offended. In case, like, anyone from the pickle place, I don't want to say them by name just because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that behind the paywall. But, I'm not really.
The post show this week is just going to be us name dropping the pickle place.
Yeah. No, I'm not really offended in any way. Like, they're, I still consider them friends, and I'm not even doing stand-up anyways, but to go, it's the part of the new gimmick where I demand respect.
Right.
So let's pretend I didn't say any of this part right here, but in case they somehow heard it, I just wanted them to know for sure that I'm joking.
So, I think that's yeah. perfectly rational.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Too random. Oh my god. Too random.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. So, since we do a live stream of this, I know that we play... Well, I guess let's just plug that first. That's right, every week we are live on Twitch, twitch.tv/omgsorandomhehe, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you listen to this on, you know, Fridays when they come out, or really any other time, mm-hmm. and you want to see our beautiful faces as we record... You can join us Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. But what I was going to say is that, and I don't know if you hear this at all, probably not because you're playing it at home, but since we're doing it like over the internet and stuff, for like the theme music when it plays, sometimes I'll get like a little lag.
Oh.
So like it'll get like backed up for a second. And then, like, it'll catch up, but, like, how it catches up is, like, the mute, like, the tempo
so
speeds
like,
up of the music. Yes, yes. So it's always, like, really funny, like, and, like, I had kind of, like a significant lag for, like, a quick sec. Like, it wasn't very long, but it was long enough where it, like, kind of stretched out.
Yeah.
And I kind of looked at you to see if, like, you had heard it, and I noticed, like, oh, no, you're just playing it at home. You're not going over the network. You wouldn't right. have heard this. So,
yeah. So,
but that's a little behind the baseball.
And our listeners love when we get behind the baseball.
They do.
Especially the baseball of podcasting. And yeah, you're right. This is just playing here.
Yeah.
Live on my computer. So, yeah, I don't get to have that awesome effect, though.
Yeah. And I feel like this time I kind of like gave you a look, like I was about to laugh about like how long like that like little glitch or whatever was. But then I was like, wait, there's no way he hears this the way that I do. So,
and yeah. The thing is, I wasn't even looking at you through the entire intro anyway. So you'd have just been like doing an Uncle Dipshit, like.
Yeah. Look at this. You gotta listen.
I haven't had an opportunity to be an Uncle Dipshit about anything for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too. I'm trying to think of my most recent. I feel like sometimes when I just like explain things and when I mansplain.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm going kind of Uncle Dipshit with some of that because I'll go in like really deep detail with like things that people probably don't even just want to tell. Like I don't know. That's something about me when I tell stories. It's like I want every single thing to be known. So like I feel like that's a form of Uncle Dipshitting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Like you have to make sure that everybody knows exactly what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even, like, background information about things.
And even if they say, okay, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, but you keep going. Like,
yeah.
That's right. The Uncle Dipshit
element exactly.
right there.
Exactly.
I have a pretty exciting short story to tell you.
Yes. Is this what you mentioned that you wanted to... So this was kind of plugged in the Discord, which you can join over on our Patreon, patreon.com/omgsorandomhehe. Only one smackaroon a month.
It's That's
a,
right.
A wee, it's a wee popper salary. A wee popper salary for a year's membership, $12.
That's right.
And you get to joke off with us. all day, all night. That's right. Us and all the sweeties. It's a fun community, and we, you know, everyone's welcome. It just costs you money, baby.
Cost you $1. Actually, I did not plug this on the Discord. I just texted you about it directly because I wanted to keep it a surprise, even from the sweeties.
Okay, okay. The thing, but this is the thing that you said to me. This happened, but you didn't want to tell me about it until we recorded.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So,
okay.
Over the weekend, we went to every year in Fort Wayne, there's this big expo, like for home and garden stuff.
Cool.
It's called the Home and Garden Show. It's been going on since the 70s, and it's like, it's a big deal. Like, people get really excited about it.
Yeah.
So there's like a ton of people there. We went on Saturday afternoon, and you know, it was kind of fun for me because the place that I used to work is very involved in it, and you know, the radio station's there. So I got to see some of my old coworkers because they were working, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And we were going through all of the exhibits, and like, there's one area that's just like for kind of like the gardening and outdoor stuff. They have a lot of live plants and hot tubs for sale down there, fire pits and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so we were walking out of that area, and that was like our last place to go before we left.
Okay.
And as we were walking out, we walked past this booth that was selling like bulbs, like flower bulbs.
Okay.
And this, like, I just barely caught it, but I had an Eastern European accent encounter. as we were walking out, I just barely caught a few words, and I was like, wait a second, that's an Eastern European accent. There's a woman working the booth, and she was selling these, like, I don't know if they were tulip bulbs or what, to somebody. But I heard her say very clearly before we walked away out of earshot, she said, I can do $22. And it sounded, her accent sounded a lot like, if you're familiar with What We Do in the Shadows, Nandor.
I've only watched it once or twice, so I don't know the character.
So Nandor,
I do know the show.
Nandor has a very heavy Eastern European accent.
Okay.
Nandor the Relentless. And that's like, that's how he talks. And that is exactly how she sounded.
Oh, that's great.
So it was not necessarily like the Slovenian, Soviet accent.
Yeah.
Not necessarily make feast.
All right.
Not necessarily Buch Halloween.
Right.
But it definitely did belong in Eastern Europe. I think it was either Romanian or possibly Transylvanian.
Wow. Well, and you know that Transylvania is in Romania. So
I thought they were two separate places.
One would think that. But no, Transylvania is a part of present-day Romania.
Wow.
And And so, I mean, really, you know, you're right on saying Transylvanian or Romanian. But all the Romanians that I know, and there are some, I do know some, the ones that are from Transylvania, I think they really enjoy being from Transylvania. They like to hype up that, you know, they're from Transylvania, or this thing is coming to Transylvania, or, you know, just Transylvania in general.
It's a Transylvanian flex.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my first Eastern European accent encounter.
Ever?
No. So I've had maybe, I think two. There have been two in my life.
In your life?
In my lifetime.
Truly a mind fuck. That's a Chris Angel mind fuck to me. Like, I cannot fathom that. I couldn't even tell you how many I've had. I even had people that I went to school with, like from Poland, that had,
really,
you know, a strong Eastern European accent.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's a regional.
You won't even leave me on my birthday. That you won't. There's this one that we used to like. It was joke. We were definitely joking with him.
Yeah.
But like, he was so sensitive that like we couldn't say anything. And like, it was me and this other kid in like calculus class. And this other kid is like, you know, he's like a really sweet and gentle, like nice guy. Mm-hmm. So like the fact that he's doing the same as me, like I know I wasn't being an asshole. We're just having, right, you know, good natured, you know, messing with your friend. And he just like could not handle anything. And one time he says, "You can't even leave me on my birthday." He didn't say leave me alone. He just said leave me.
I have had a third.
Okay.
In high school, there was a Russian exchange student who was really good friends with one of my friends.
Oh, okay.
His name was Ilya. And, okay. Yeah, he like, I don't know, went to Chicago with this friend of mine and like they hung out all the time. But I guess he went to Chicago and he saw the John Hancock building and he was like, "The Jungkook piece of crap." Yeah.
That's great. Another Polish kid at my high school, he would rap in Polish.
Wow. Okay.
And there's even one of the ska bands, of course, because as I said, I went ska high school.
Ska high school, yeah.
One of the ska bands did a secret track where they played and he rapped in Polish.
Wow. Okay.
And he was probably my favorite Polish kid at the school.
Yeah,
I would say. Yeah. But yeah, we had a lot.
I wonder if it's a regional thing.
It's got to be. I just know. I feel like I don't know that I go a week without hearing an Eastern European accent.
That's so bizarre to me because it is such a rarity that I encounter anyone with an Eastern European accent ever. I can literally count on one hand.
I'd love to hear from other people too. Like, I want to know what your experience is living your day-to-day life and hearing an Eastern European accent. Like, is this a common thing for anyone else, or is it just me? When you listen to this, just let us know. Like, if you're in the Discord, let us, like, bring it up,
Leave us a voicemail.
Leave us a voicemail.
On the random line.
Yeah, anything. I would love to know if this is just another one of those weird things that happens to me in life, or if there is some common denominator. Did you lose my picture for a minute there?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've been watching the whole time. Like, your video's been fine.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I just got yours disappeared for a second because I was getting a phone call from my college. This is a new thing they've been doing. They've been trying to call late at night to get money from people.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It used to be in the afternoon. Now it's nighttime. They're calling on the night shift. So
maybe they're calling because they want you to come back to school.
They're just begging me. We need you here.
They really want you to teach because they've heard about this business hacks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Business 101. No, that would be like 405.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would actually be business hacks 444 because that's an angel number.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of, I did check the email right before we went on.
Okay. Nothing. Nothing from the Motley Fool.
Nothing from the Motley Fool. I mean, just a big old goose egg.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I think it's really rude because we demanded respect.
We did. We've demanded respect from them a couple times, but With that being said, we also just recently contacted them for the first time last week.
That's true. Yeah, but the way that we contacted them should command respect.
Yeah, absolutely. And I gotta say something, and I don't know if this is just somehow getting into my phone because we talk about the Motley Fool so much, or like from listening back to the episodes or something. I saw an ad for a Motley Fool like recommendation.
Really?
Like on something I was reading. And I meant to take a screenshot and send it,
but
I forgot to. And it was like one of their investment suggestions. And it was like definitely I was not reading about investments, so I don't even know how it ended up on the page. Like, it was in no way related to anything I was reading. But yeah, that's the first time I've seen a Motley Fool ad in 20 years.
I feel like I want to email them and be like, how dare you try to advertise to us?
Right.
When we are the ones who demand respect.
Yeah, show us our respect.
Yeah. Why don't you advertise how much you respect us? That's what I want to see.
Yeah, seriously.
The Motley Fool respects OMG So Random Hee Hee.
Yeah. It's time. It's time to show us our respect.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the Motley Fool's doing. I don't know what they're doing down there at that Fool building.
The Fool's got his freaking head up his tuchus, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's all the way up there. It's stuck.
Yeah. And that's probably why he can't respond to the email.
Yeah, he was doing one of his infamous Fool maneuvers, trying to get some chuckles, and he got his head stuck all the way up there.
Yeah. So. And I'm sure he probably went on Reddit and said, got my head stuck all the way up my tuchus. AMA. Yeah. Yeah. Fricked around and got my head stuck up all the way up my tuchus. AMA.
I would love to see and participate in a Motley Fool AMA. I would just keep asking, where's my respect?
Yeah. Quick question for you. Where's my respect?
Do you think there is an original Motley Fool?
I would say yes. Right. And the original founder, I think it was two guys who founded
the Motley. Two guys, one fool.
I don't know how they do it, but it's two guys, one fool.
I was hoping there was just one, and that his whole thing was he was going around dressed up as a jester.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I guess they find new ways to disappoint me every waking moment of my life. So
maybe that's the ultimate fool's prank.
Right.
You know?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on fool.
that's how it is. That's the traditional statement that everyone says.
Everyone's been saying that for years now.
Yeah. Along with respect, I demand that you give it to me.
There's something I wanted to bring up, but I didn't mention this to you at all before. So I don't know how we're going to want to handle this, but as we were ending the show last week, we mentioned that we wanted to call Skylar from the hardware store
and check in
about, the gift card status. Has she used it? And we did want to get together to call her, and we ended up not being able to reach her. We couldn't get it to work. And I don't know if that's worth a try tonight again.
Yeah.
If we want to go back.
Yeah.
Back to Skylar or.
Yeah. I think we absolutely should. I think we, just like we demand respect, we demand closure on this story. We need an ending.
We do. And let me tell you, we try so hard for closure with some of these people and companies that we rope into our universe.
Yes.
And they are not willing to cooperate a lot of the time.
No.
I guess Favestar, eventually we had some type of closure because someone else bought it.
Right, yeah.
But for a long time, they gave us the runaround.
Yeah. Who sang that song? Why you wanna give me the runaround?
Blues Traveler, right?
That's right. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was Sister Hazel or Blues Traveler. I feel like those two were like kind of interchangeable.
The man with the coat full of harmonicas.
That's right.
Yeah. He would just open up his vest and it was as if he had like guns, but instead of guns, he had like 200 harmonicas.
Yeah. One in every key.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a true harmonica player.
Yeah, that's actually quite beautiful. And honestly, it reminds me that it's been a long time since you have brought out the famous brass section, if you will.
I know. There's been no slide whistles, no train whistles, no harmonicas.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, we haven't. I don't think we ever have since we've been on video, actually.
I don't think so either, now that you mention it. Yeah. And might I just say, episode 300 is coming up. We're very close to our 300th episode.
That's right.
And we need to think about what we want to do. It's a pretty special occasion.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
300 freaking episodes.
This is Sparta, baby.
This is Sparta event, and we need to do something about it.
Yeah, we do. Do you know how many we are away from 300? Like, should we start a 300 countdown?
We are at, I think when this comes out, this will be either episode 296 or 297.
Oh,
we're
damn,
so close.
We're that close?
Yeah.
Whoa.
We're very close.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that is wild.
Yeah, we need to come up with something. We have to do something about this.
We do. There's gonna be something big. Definitely.
I haven't been checking the chat, and Pete Dot Owens did confirm it was Blues Traveler, and then he said this is Farta, which I realize now that your mom will ground me because I just said the F word. But if you're listening to this on Friday, it's already bleeped out.
Good.
Yeah. So hopefully your mom.
Fuffa.
Yeah. Hopefully your mom wasn't listening and then she listens on Friday and hears the censored version.
I hope so. Yeah.
Well, I think we should absolutely try to call the hardware store again and see if we can get Skylar on the phone.
Yes, definitely.
And something else that we kind of talked about, and we posted an online poll.
Yeah, we did in a couple spots. And yeah, we wanted to know, should we give Lauren, who we talked with last time, should she also get an Applebee's gift card?
Right.
And from what I saw, I think the consensus was yes, but also the polls, like, when they closed, I wasn't able to get back to them. I don't know why. I never got like a notification.
Really?
Like, I feel like anytime you post a story with a poll, you'll get like, oh, your poll is closed. Here is your results or something. I never got it. So I don't really know fully what happened, but I do know when I first checked, the votes were leaning towards yes.
Okay. Well, then we will, just like in our own Super Tuesday, we'll project the winner.
Oh, to be yes. That's right. And I forgot today is Super Tuesday.
That's right.
It's Sir's super, big day.
Sir's Super Day. He's going up once again against Little Nicky.
I don't know why that got me.
Adam Sandler's classic character, Little Nicky, is running for president, and Sir is fighting. He's this weird little guy. He says he's from hell. I believe it. I believe he's got his weird little look about him. He's got to be a liberal. That's all I know. If he's from hell, he's got to be a liberal. I heard he's from California. Same thing. Same place.
Yeah, Sir versus Little Nicky. And Sir is all hopped up on Slovenian Red. He's been chowing it down all day. Malamala cooked up some Slovenian red couscous for the couscous captain.
That's right.
So he could make it through his couscouses today. They might all be primaries. I'm not sure if there's any couscouses. But he heard that there were. So he wanted to be prepared with this Slovenian red.
Yes.
And he apparently, up to this point, I just saw on CNN, he's eaten 3 full 5-gallon buckets worth.
Yes.
Of Slovenian Red to
just as
stay
fast as he can.
Stay fueled and energetic for tonight.
Right. And he needs all of the fuel and energy he can get when battling Little Nicky.
Right. The satanic powers of Little Nicky.
That's right. I mean, he is the devil from hell. And and Sir has to. It's really sad that Sir has to battle the devil from hell.
It's sad
to be pressed.
He has to go through on a day to day basis. No one can do it like him, and it's so unfair.
Yeah, nobody can do it like him. Nobody does it better. Frankly, it's a little. Okay, let's call the hardware store.
Okay,
and who knows what? Okay, if Lauren picks up the phone again.
Yeah, we'll let her know. If it's Lauren, we're going to let her know that the results are in. We put a vote out to our listeners to see if she should also be a recipient of a $25 Applebee's gift card because of her exceptional service the last time we talked with her. And the fans have agreed.
Yeah.
So we'd like to present it to her, but we would also like to speak with Skylar as well, if possible.
Right. Should we, if Lauren answers the phone, we give her the gift card.
Yeah.
Should we say, please contact us?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you about, you know, your gift card experience, you know, what you did. Yeah. Who you
did
took?
You,
what
did you tell
had.
Any other coworkers about this? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely. We need to follow up with her because we need that information from Skylar too.
Yeah. We need that sweet data. We need to hear that they used it on Half Price apps for free.
Yeah. And I personally think I would even like to make that recommendation to Lauren too. Let her know, hey, you might want to save this for half-priced apps. You can get a good amount of half-priced apps for free here.
Absolutely.
So,
you
know, from an Applebee's pro.
A certified Applebee's pro. A certified NPR... LNP.
Right. Yeah, yeah. CBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean MBA? Yeah.
LPN.
Yes.
LNP. Yeah, all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see who picks up. Maybe it'll be the guy this time. I don't know.
Yeah, if we don't get Skylar or Lauren, who do we want to ask for first?
I've got an idea.
Okay.
Let's ask for Skylar. If Skylar's not there, have them take a message. Say, please have Skylar call this number when she's available.
Yeah.
Leave a voicemail.
Yes.
And just leave a voicemail and tell us about your experience with the gift card.
Right.
if Lauren, if we ask for Lauren and Lauren is there, obviously we give her the gift card. If we ask for Lauren and Lauren is not there, then that's it. Like,
yeah, we, yeah. So like, if we don't get Lauren this time, is Lauren just kind of SOL on the gift card?
Is that
right?
Is that kind of callous? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. But so we want to ask for Skylar first, though.
Right.
And then if she's not there, then we'll also ask, is Lauren available? But if we can get Skylar, I don't know if we can go back to Lauren. Because would that get Lauren in trouble in any way? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Skylar's apparently a boss.
Right. Hashtag girl boss.
Yeah.
I think, so if we ask for Skylar, Skylar's not there, we have them take down a message, have her call our random line.
Yeah.
And then we say, by the way, is Lauren available?
Yes. Okay.
And if Lauren is available, then we give her the gift card. If not, then we say, okay, thank you.
And then, but if we get Skylar on the phone, Lauren also might just be out of luck too, depending on how it goes.
Yeah. A lot hangs on the balance for Lauren's gift card.
Yeah. Lauren is, and I hope she's listening right now. I hope Lauren is tuned in and on the edge of her seat, and she wants to know, hey, am I going to get this gift card? I really need these half-priced apps for free.
I really hope that they're piping our show through the PA speakers at this hardware store right now.
Yes.
And she is saying, Skylar, do not answer the phone.
Right.
Leave a message so I can get a gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think...
And I'll tell you, I'm rooting for everyone here. I'm rooting for Lauren to get this gift card.
Oh, 1,000%.
I want to hear that Skylar had a great time.
Yes.
So I'm just rooting for everyone here. I'm rooting for the best outcome possible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here goes nothing.
Okay. So we're asking for Skylar. If it's not
we're
one
asking,
of them picking up, we ask for Skylar.
Right.
Okay.
But with any luck, maybe we'll get Skylar or Lauren on the phone.
Best case scenario for both parties, I think, is Lauren picks up.
Yeah. So, Sheldon Ace Hardware, if you are listening in the store right now,
yes,
please get Lauren ready to pick up the phone.
Yeah. Lauren should pick this up.
Yes. This is like a publisher's clearinghouse moment. We are ready to walk up to your door with a giant check, which maybe we should do.
Get a giant Applebee's gift card.
Yes, we go out to Sheldon Ace Hardware in California, walk up to the door with a giant novelty Applebee's gift card for $25.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
we present it maybe to the entire staff at that point.
But it's only $25.
It's only $25.
And here's the other thing I'm picturing too. I'm picturing that we make this gift card kind of on our own. Like we get a gift card, but then we go to like Kinko's and we just print it out like bigger and bigger on the biggest paper we can find. But it somehow ends up being that really old printer paper that has like the perforated edges.
And so like the print itself is like full of lines and it's just like really shitty. And we have to piece it together like a giant mosaic on a piece of like foam board.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... And I'm also picturing, because, you know, they're listening there, they're waiting, they're getting ready for the call. I'm picturing that there is some, like, little dorky employee that's like, I'm going to beat Lauren to the phone. Right? Yeah. And don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
No. And we'll Not know.
Lauren. We'll know. We will. If you answer and you're like, hello, we'll know. We'll know right away.
Yeah.
So don't do that, okay?
Yeah, be cool.
Yeah.
Because just know, like, even though we intend on giving Lauren a gift card tonight, we also intend on traveling all the way out to California with our own homemade giant Applebee's gift card.
Yeah.
For $25 for the entire store.
For the entire staff. Yeah. So you'll get that. You don't have to see Lauren's, okay?
No.
You're going to get that $25 to split with the rest of the store.
You'll still get half-price apps for free.
You will. Like, think about this. Everyone will probably at least get one free chicken wing, at the very least. And that's better than no free chicken wings.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the saying goes, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Right.
That's what's happening here. All the boats in this hardware store are being lifted by the rising tide of $25 to Applebee's.
Yes.
And we already did our own research. There are multiple Applebee's locations.
Multiple options.
Yeah. In the area. So we know that Skylar was able to use that gift card. Maybe she hasn't even used it yet. And that's like, that's the most mind-blowing thing. She's just waiting for the right moment.
Right.
I don't know. We gotta call them. We gotta stop putting this off.
I know, but this is like the most like, just like the, I don't know, the buildup and the tension and you know, everything surrounding this phone call just feels so huge right now.
Yeah.
I think we've done a great job of hyping this.
Yes, absolutely. Here we go.
All right, here it goes. Here goes nothing.
Sheldon, I started with Lauren speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Lauren. This is Dirk and Brian again, and we have some great news for you.
What's that, guys?
We're giving you a $25 gift card.
Yeah. The votes are in. Okay, after we talked with you, I think it was last week, we put out on our social media, we said, get a gift card to Applebee's for her great community service, but her great customer service.
Yes.
And the votes said yes, and it is Super Tuesday, so the voters have spoke also have a $25 gift card to Applebee's.
And we just want to give you a $25 gift card to Applebee's based on the voters that participated in our poll online.
Okay, but you guys already have the store email. You can send it to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. We'll definitely do that. We also wondered if Skylar was in. We didn't get a chance to reach out to her last week.
And you guys just missed her again. She went home earlier today.
Could we have you like just write down a message for her and have her we call our number and just leave us a voicemail and let us know if she used the card or not? Okay. Our number is 260-355-5713.
Okay.
And then we would love it if we're going to send this another gift card, you know, to the store and say, you know, this is for Lauren. And we would love to hear back from you about your Applebee's experience after you use the gift card. If you could, like, you could call that number as well. Let us know if you'd rather email us or reach us on social media. Do it that way. That's cool, too. But we would just love to hear, you know. And personally, you know, as an Applebee's connoisseur, I would like to recommend that you use the gift card at a time that they're offering their half-priced apps. Okay, because then you can roll in there and you're getting half-priced apps for free. So it's like you can get 2 to 3 apps and you're not paying a thing. And you got that $25 to use.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're putting down.
All right. Well, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for always being so nice, and we're gonna send the gift card over for you, and we hope to hear from you and Skylar soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a good rest of your night.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
I gotta say,
it couldn't have gone better. It could not have gone better.
This is a celebration for us.
What a moment.
Yeah, the best.
We're giving away gift cards.
$25 at Applebee's.
What a moment. Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Tomorrow, the Daily Beast is gonna write about these podcasters are giving away Applebee's gift cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something along those lines, but yeah. What a moment in show history.
It's the most unbelievable moment.
Unbelievable.
The best possible outcome happened, and I swear I'm going to believe that Sheldon Ace Hardware was listening to us.
Right.
In store. They got Lauren in front of the phone.
Right. That's the only way that that can be explained.
Yeah.
She was right there, ready to pick up.
Yeah.
I hope they are. Sheldon Ace Hardware, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just being there for us, because that's what you've done. You've been so nice anytime we've called. Although you guys did start it by calling us. We don't know why.
Yeah.
But now that we've established this connection, it's going great, and you guys have gotten some gift cards out of it. And
now I feel like we really do need to make an effort.
Yeah.
To go out there.
Yeah.
And present a giant novelty gift card to the store.
The whole store.
For 25 smackaroos.
25 smackaroos, at least one free chicken wing per person.
Yeah. And maybe we write that on the gift card. In parentheses. Yeah. $25 in parentheses, at least one free chicken wing per person.
It's the deal of a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, think of it this way. You went in it without a free chicken wing. Like, coming into the situation, there were no free chicken wings.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. The way that Lauren answered, it was almost like she was expecting it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It seemed
she
like
answered
it,
very quickly.
And it almost seemed like there was a laugh already.
Yeah.
Like, she was professional, but there was a little laugh.
That may have, you may have heard me laugh. I don't know.
No, I think we both just started to celebrate instantly.
That was great.
And you were just like, it's Brian and Dirk again. But she knew.
Yeah, yeah.
She knew.
We are now, I think it's safe to say, we are now the official podcast of Sheldon Ace Hardware.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about it. That's huge for us.
Yeah. I mean, this is bigger, I think, even than our Utz sponsorship that we had a few years ago.
So I think when we send Lauren the gift card, we say, from OMG So Random, the official podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Sheldon Ace Hardware.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Should we close things out by calling a scammer?
Ooh.
Or yeah. do you wanna just end
or do we
on
go
this
out,
high
do we
note?
Do we go out on the high note? Maybe we go out on the high note. Because who is the scammer that we would try?
Well, okay, here's my next option.
Okay.
We put the scam call behind the paywall because there's no guarantee that the scammer will pick up.
That's true.
And we can leave the disappointment to the paying customers, the sweeties.
Right. Yeah, let's do that. Let's put the scam call behind the paywall. We'll put the scam call behind the paywall. Yeah. So, yeah, let's go out on that huge high note.
Yeah.
We got Lauren. I agree. Lauren's getting a gift card. It's going to the store. We are the official podcast of Sheldon Ace Hardware.
You heard it here first.
What a night.
Yeah. This really is a Super Tuesday.
It is. Super Tuesday, the votes are in, and it says we are the official podcast of Sheldon Ace Hardware. So,
once again, democracy rules supreme.
Democracy manifests.
Yes, that is what this is.
Oh my god.
This is democracy manifest.
What did he say? A meal?
Yeah.
A sumptuous meal?
A succulent meal? What is the cry?
A succulent enjoying Chinese a meal? Yeah. A succulent half-price apps Applebee's meal?
Yeah. All right. Well, We'll see you all soon. Subscribe everywhere you get your stuff, and
leave us a review.
Leave us a review. Follow us on stuff. OMG, so random. Hee hee. Everywhere. We're there. We'll see you there.
And goodbye, bitch.
Bye-bye.